Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, A Feel-Good Faith. This just in. The cross was not a feel-good experience. Luke 9:23, then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, Jude 3, often has little in common with the so-called faith of many professing Christians in our day. Many have been so dumbed down with shallow teaching that they don't even know the difference. In fact, a faith that is connected to sound doctrinal content is often considered suspect. Today it's all about feelings. A healthy faith is seen as one that makes you feel good about yourself. After all, it's all about you, so they seem to think. God exists to make you happy. Of course, this premise is exactly backward, as in reality, we were created by God for His pleasure. We are His slaves and serve at His pleasure for His glory. But last day's madness has it twisted. The acceptance of all things therapeutic has further catered to and fed this mindset. Problem-centered counseling is generally not concerned about God's glory, but rather with feelings of the person being counseled. The goal is to help them feel good about themselves and their situation. The goal is self-acceptance and to build self-esteem. In effect, the person shows up and says, Excuse me. Let's talk about me, myself, and mine. And let's continue to talk about this until I feel better. God is valuable insofar as He helps them feel better about their problems. This is a form, really, of idolatry, as Christ is removed from the center and man is put in His place. Today, many have a form of faith that is self-centered, emotionally driven, and doctrinally barren. And the tragic thing is that they don't even realize that they have a sick, at best, or a dead faith. For many years, the church has had a steady diet of high-octane emotional teaching that focuses on personal experience. Whole movements are built around experience with a series of proof-texting verses to drive it. Many people get excited about some experience they've had, but have no idea how it relates to the Bible. They don't even feel, pun intended, the need to defend it from Scripture. The experience stands on its own in their minds. The important thing is that it makes them feel good. And so they bounce from one feel-good experience to another. Many Christians define worship in this way. If they feel good, it's considered great worship. If the speaker makes them feel good, he is good. The question is not, did he teach the word accurately, but did they enjoy him? The criteria is purely subjective. Consistently apply this dumbing down of doctrinal teaching and a prolonged emphasis on feel-good experience through the years, and you end up with a very shallow and weak, and in many cases, apostate church. That's where we are today in America. Years of simplified messages full of emotional content have left many professing Christians with little or no appetite for the Word. They cry out for a good-feeling experience and will not endure sound doctrine. A shift has taken place from focusing on God to focusing on me and my feelings. This paradigm shift is precisely what the Bible says will define the last days. 2 Timothy 4:3 and 4, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn away their ears from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Note the emphasis here is on their own desires. It's all about them and what they want. It's all about what makes them feel good. It's about their best life now. And they have an insatiable appetite for this self-focused teaching, heaping up for themselves teachers, piling them on. Sadly, many of the most well-known preachers and many of the largest churches now fit into this category. Along with this self-focused interest is a turning away from the truth about God. Feelings must always be the caboose and not the engine that drives our faith. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.